Lord, you're a good God, and we thank you for that.
主啊，您是一个良善的神，我们为此感恩。
And we're excited, Lord, that one day we'll go to be in heaven.
我们这感到非常的激动，有一天呢，我们要去到天堂。
And Lord, Roy and I and others were at a good funeral this afternoon. We thank you for dear brother Roy Howard, who has gone to heaven.
所以呢，就是若雨和我两个人呢，今天参加了一个叫做 Roy Howard 的那个葬礼。我们知道他已去天堂了。
We're thankful that we can go there too, and we're thankful that heaven is such a wonderful place to go to.
我们也感谢您呢，我们也要去到天堂。我们也感谢您呢，天堂是一个如此美的地方，我们要去的。
So we pray that you will not only just teach us tonight about heaven, but that you will encourage our hearts and give us excitement about the possibility of being there soon.
最主要，我们也就祷告，就是您呢，就是教导我们，就是天堂呢是什么样子的，也是让我们告诉我们有很多的可能性，就是我们每个人呢都可以去到那里。
We marvel that heaven is such a wonderful place. We wonder why it would be that we would be on an invitation list to go there. And we pray, Lord, that each of us will respond in the way we should in order that we might be there.
所以我们感谢呢，天堂也是一个如此美的地方。我们也感谢我们每一个人呢，就是都在这个邀请函的名单上。我们也祷告，我们在座的每一个人呢，都能做出正确的反应。这样呢，有一天呢，我们都会在天堂见面。
And so, Lord, as we attempt to study this truth at the end of the Bible tonight, we pray that you will teach us what we should know.
最主要就算今天晚上我们学习圣经的最后的这一两章的时候呢，看看天堂什么样子的，我们祷告，就是您来教导我们，让我们理解。
So we pray for each one who's here, for others who might join us. Lord, bless each one and make us a blessing, we would ask.
最主要就是呢，求您赐福在座的每一位，也赐福那些将要加入我们的，所以呢，也赐福给我们每一个人，我们来祷告。
And we ask this all now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈求这些所有的都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
So again, welcome to each this evening. And as we've announced, we're going to study starting in Revelation chapter 21.
现在再次欢迎大家，就像我们刚才通知的，我们要开始学习启示录的第21章。
Let me just remind you that the first two chapters in the Bible are all about the wonderful things that that God did in creating the heavens and the earth.
对于我呢，提醒一下大家，就是在创世，在圣经里面的前两章，就是创世纪前两章呢，都是讲到的神呢，他创造整个世界的。
And in a tragic way, sin came into the world in chapter 3. And the implications of sin have carried on all through the study of the Bible and all through time from the days of Adam and Eve to now.
所以呢，一种悲剧的方式呢，罪呢进入了世界，在第3章里。那么说呢，从此在圣经里所有的都是在指出那个罪在后面的事情。
But the book of Revelation teaches us what is going to happen as God finally deals with the sin problem.
在启示录的最后两章呢，就是说是神告诉我们，就是说最终呢，神呢解决了这个罪的这个问题。
And so when you get to the end of chapter 20 of Revelation, sin is finally put away.
当你来到启示录的第20章的时候呢，罪最终呢被除掉。
Chapter 21 and 22, then, the last two chapters of the Bible, tell us what life is going to be like after sin is finally put away.
所以呢，就是说是启示录的最后两章，就是21章还有22章，告诉我们，就是说是最终罪被除掉以后，人生该会是什么样子的。
It's very, very difficult for us to know what's going to happen after sin is gone, what's going to happen in the eternal state.
所以对我们来说，就是说是非常难以理解的。就是说，当那个罪被除掉以后呢，在那个永恒里，我们会是什么样子的？
And so these two chapters are summary chapters, and they give us a picturesque, a symbolic overview of what heaven's going to be like. They simply whet our appetite to the glories that will be there.
所以这个里面的最后两章呢，其实呢，给我们描述的一个画面，一个象征性的，一个就是说是有那样的一个标志那样的，最终呢，让我们对永恒的，在永恒的荣耀呢，就是说是给我们一点点尝尝那样的胃口。
So we'll start considering this truth now again tonight, Revelation chapter 21, and we're going to start our studies in verse 9.
就这个呢，我们今天要开始来学习这个启示录的第21章，今天要从第9节开始。
What is heaven going to be like?
天堂会是什么样子的呢？
So verse 9 says, Then one of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues, came to me and talked with me, saying, Come, and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.
然后第9节说呢，拿着7个金碗盛满末后7灾的7位天使中，有一位对我说：“到这里来，我要将新妇，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
Now, the message is going to come from John. And it will come to John and from him to us. But first of all, it's got to come to John, and it will come from one of the angels who had the seven last plagues.
所以这个里面的这个信息呢，都要传到那个使徒约翰，通过使徒约翰呢传到我们。这样的信息呢，是从那个就是拿着7个碗的那个灾的其中的一个天使来传给他的。
And this particular angel had a message of terrible judgment, but he also carried the message of much blessing after that terrible judgment.
所以这个天使他不仅仅带来了就是这样的一个非常严肃的这样的一个审判的信息，同样呢，他也带给我们在这样的一个严肃的审判以后，这样带来的大量的对地上的赐福。
He says, Now come, and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife.
所以他就说：“那你到这里来，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。”
What is heaven going to be like?
天堂会是像什么样子的呢？
And the answer is, In heaven, Jesus Christ is the bridegroom, and in heaven, all who believe in him. Like you and me, if we have believed in him, all of us who have become Christians are saved, we'll get the marvelous position of being the bride of the Lamb's wife.
所以这个答案是这样的，在天堂里呢，那个主耶稣基督呢，他是新郎。那么说呢，对我们来说，你我就是说，所有的这些呢，都是信了主耶稣基督为救主的。我们在天堂里呢，就有一个非常神奇的位置，我们呢就是新娘，也就是说羔羊的妻子。
Most of you have either been a bride or a husband and a groom, and you know that there's nothing really in life more exciting than marriage.
因为你们大家中呢，大多数人都做过新郎或者新娘，那么说呢，你们知道那个婚姻的那个奇妙，在你的人生里，大多数人都知道一点。
Much of our early life is lived in the anticipation of a happy marriage.
所以在我们的人生中，很多的人生呢，都是在就是盼望着那个一个幸福的婚姻的到来。
Sometimes for women, marriage isn't as happy as they had hoped it would be because the husband isn't as full of character and joy as they had hoped he would be.
所以呢，就是有时候呢，对这些女的来说呢，婚姻的幸福呢，并不是她们所向往的那样的，因为她们所嫁的那个丈夫的那种品德了和性格了，并不完完全全符合她的想象。
But the imagery is so powerful that we say to ourselves, if indeed the marriage were a perfect marriage, if indeed the husband was perfect, and in particular, if we could be perfect as the bride, what a wonderful time that would be.
所以呢，在我们通常呢，我们自己会这样去想象：如果这个婚姻是完美的，那个新郎是完美的，那么说呢，我们作为一个新娘来说也是完美的，那么这是一个多么奇妙的时刻，我们所期待的了。What
is heaven going to be like? It's going to be like a perfect eternal honeymoon.
所以那天堂会像成什么样的呢？它是像一个就是永远的完美的蜜月。
So even I can begin to imagine that that would be pretty nice.
所以就像我呢，也可以去想象出来，那是非常好的。
Now, what was this bride, the Lamb's wife, what is she going to look like? That's us when we get to heaven. Verse 10.
那么说这个新娘呢，就是这个羔羊的妻呢，就是我们自己呢，到了天堂以后看起来会是什么样子的？第10节描述了。
So to get a look at the bride, verse 10 says, the angel carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
就是说，在林里，他带我到一座高大的山，将那里从天而降的大城，甚成耶路撒冷，指示我。
So the little phrase, carried me away in the spirit, is a picture of taking John to a vantage point where he could see something that he could not see from the earth, but he's carried away in the spirit to get a vision of something he could not otherwise see.
在这个里面呢，就是说是在林里，他带我，他带我在林里，那么这就是说，实际上是不是约翰呢被带到一种非常的更有优势的地方？这个地方呢，就是说呢，他能够看到一些东西。如果他在地上的话，不被林里带走的话，他是不可能看到的东西。所以这里他看到一些非常特别的事情在林里。
And so, in order to show him the bride, the Lamb's wife, he carries him away and he shows him the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God.
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，为了把那个羔羊的妻子给他看呢，所以使徒约翰是被圣灵带到一个那个，就是说是另外的一个地方，在那个是把耶路撒冷城呢指给他看圣城。
So what is John seeing? Is he seeing the bride or is he seeing the holy city?
那么说，使徒约翰看到什么呢？他看到那新娘呢，还是看到那个圣城呢？
And the answer is yes, he is seeing both.
所以答案是是的，他两样都看到了。
It could very well be, probably is, that the holy city is the bride, or the bride is in the holy city. I'm not precisely sure what it is, and I think it's both.
所以这个呢，有可能呢，就是说是那个圣城呢，它就是那个新娘，那么或者说那新娘在圣城里面，我不是很确定到底是哪一样，但是我很确定是应该两样都是。
So what is it that he sees?
那么他在那里看到什么呢？
Well, he sees the bride and the holy city, and verse 11, they have the glory of God.
所以呢，他看到了新娘和那个圣城。那么说呢，他看到了神的荣耀。
So I was at the funeral today. I saw some people I hadn't seen for 10, 15, 20 years.
所以我今天参加了一个葬礼，那么说有些人呢，我10年、20年都没有见到他们了。
Some of them actually said, you look good.
所以其中有些人对我说呢，你看起来还不错。
I thought that's pretty nice. I hadn't checked in the mirror for a while. I was glad that I looked good.
所以这个里面我说这个也挺好的，我还没有照过镜子，但是呢，我如果说我看起来很好了，我感到非常高兴。
But I didn't look that good.
但是我并不是看起来那么好。
When I get to heaven, when I come down from God, as this verse says, I will bear the glory of God. You'll say, Harold, I never knew you could look this good.
这个里面呢，当我去到天堂以后呢，我要从神那里降下来的时候呢，我要有神的荣耀。我说：“哎呀，Harold，你从那我想不出来，我会像你有看起来那么好。”
Well, now what's it going to look like? Verse 11. Her light was like a most precious stone.
因为那后面会像什么样子？他说呢，它的光如同极贵的宝石。
Nobody ever told me I looked that good.
没有人告诉我看起来像宝石那样好。
We're going to look like a jasper stone. That's probably a diamond.
我们会看起来像碧玉，有可能是钻石。
Clear as crystal.
明如水晶。
Now, you and I cannot imagine looking like that. And we can't imagine the glory of being like that, but this is the description. Somehow, God has got to tell us what we're going to look like. And the answer is, we're going to look like an absolutely beautiful, precious stone.
所以这个呢，就是你我想象不出来，我们可以看起来像那样的美。我们知道我们在天上呢有这样的荣耀，那么说呢，我们那个荣耀到底是什么样子的呢？我们知道神呢，他告诉我们，我们会像那样极美的宝石那样漂亮。
It's true. Sometimes you look in the mirror and you don't see something that's very good looking.
所以呢，这个也是个事实。如果你去照镜子的话呢，你不会通常看到一个非常漂亮的在那里。
So I'm just trying to find a picture of myself here. And I don't know if I can show you, but I'm going to. I fell and I had a bad fall about a year ago.
In在想呢，给大家看一张照片，他可能还没找出来，就是大概1年前呢，他跌倒了，跌得非常严重。And so,
I took a picture of myself. This is what I looked like in those days. I can't see if I can hold
Yeah,
it here.
他给自己照了一张相，这是呢，他当时看起来像的样子。Yeah, we saw, just,
I don't know if you can see that, Roy. Put it up in front of
yeah,
the camera.
yeah, I already saw that.
Okay, that's something like what I look like. And frankly, that's not what I'm going to look like when I get to heaven.
这就坦率说，这就是当时摔了以后的样子。那这是，但是他知道呢，他去了天堂，绝对不会是那个样子。
I'm normal now. There I was down there, but when you see me in heaven, I'm going to be way up here, and you're going to say, "Oh, Harold, you're beautiful, you're glorious."
我现在呢恢复正常了，我现在这里。当我去到天堂的时候，我会高声的那个唱词。哦，我说你们会说 Harold 啊，你看起来呀就像太有荣耀了，你看起来太美了。
I'm going to be like this New Jerusalem. You're going to be like this New Jerusalem. We are going to be together like this New Jerusalem.
我会像这个新耶路撒冷城一样，你们也会像一起这个新耶路撒冷城一样，我们所有的人在一起都会像那个新耶路撒冷城一样漂亮。
It's true. I'll be so amazed when I see you. You'll be so amazed when you see me. You'll probably say, "Stand still, Harold. I got to take a picture of this. This is wonderful."
因为当在天堂的时候，你看见我的时候呢，你感到的非常的惊奇。我看到你们呢，也会觉得非常的惊奇。你会说 Harold 专注了，我要给你照个相，这个太美了。
And if you say that to me, I'm going to say no, no point in taking the picture. I'm going to be just as beautiful 10 years from now as I am now. I'm going to be just as beautiful 100 million years from now as I am now. That's marvelous.
所以我会跟你说呢，你没必要照相了。那么10年以后呢，我还是这么漂亮。那么1亿年之后呢，我还是这么漂亮。这个太奇妙了。
Beautiful like a diamond.
所以呢，美丽的像个钻石。
Verse 12.
第12节。
Also, she had, this is the city, had a great and high wall with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
所以就是同样，他呢也有，这就是指那个圣城，它有高大的墙，有十二个城门，城门有十二位天使，城门上又写着以色列儿女十二个支派的名字。Now
remember all the beauty of the New Jerusalem, all the beauty of the bride is going to have flowed through the same gates or the gates that are pictured of the 12 tribes of Israel. They were people who trusted in the Lord, God saved them, and we come the same way. We get saved the same way they did to get into this city.
所以呢，你们大家记得，就是在这样的一个就是圣城里面，所有的人都会涌入那个圣城。因为那个圣城呢，就是说呢，他们呢就跟那些十二个门徒一样，十二个支派一样，他们呢也都要，我们也要跟着他们一起从那十二个门里进到那个圣城里去。Verse
13, this city had three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, three gates on the west.
第十三节说，东边有三个城门，北边有三个城门，南边有三个城门，西边有三个城门。
Verse 14, the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
第十四节说，城墙有十二根根基，根基上有羔羊十二使徒的名字。
So the 12 gates had the names of the 12 tribes of Jacob, of Israel, and the 12 foundations were the names of the 12 disciples.
那么说呢，这个城圣城的十二个门呢，它上面写有，就是说是雅各的以色列十二个支派的名字。那么说呢，这十二个根基上呢，有十二个使徒的名字。
And so who are we? Well, we're people who came like the 12 tribes, and we're people who came like the 12 disciples. They were the foundations, the entrance for us, and we came through following them.
所以这个呢，就是我们是谁呢？我们就像那十二个支派的那些人一样，也像那十二个使徒一样，他们呢，就是说是在那里已经建立了这样的根基和城门。那么说呢，我们跟着他们一起进入那个。
Now the question is, how big is this city?
现在问题是这个圣城有多大？
Verse 15.
第15节。
And this angel who talked with me had a gold reed to measure the city, its gates, and its wall.
所以这个呢，告诉我的这个天使对我说话，拿着经纬字要量那城和城门、城墙。
So this is a big city. They had to measure it. So verse 16 says the city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, its length, its breadth, and its height are equal.
这个里面呢，就是说是啊，这个城市呢，那个天使要拿那个尺子去量。他就说呢，第16节告诉我们，城市四方的长宽一样，天使用纬子量那城，共有4000里，长宽高都是一样。
So the scholars who understand these things say that 12,000 furlongs would be equal to about 1,500 miles.
所以这个里面呢，就是一本说是那个学者说12,000弗农呢，它是相当于1,500英里那么长。
1,500 miles is about as far as from Vancouver to Winnipeg.
所以那么说呢，15,000英里呢，它的距离相当于从那个温哥华到温尼皮格。
And 1,500 miles, if we were to go south, is as far as Vancouver, from Vancouver down to Los Angeles or San Diego, almost to the Mexican border.
这个里面呢，就是说，如果说你从这个方向去量的话，基本上也是从温哥华到那个洛杉矶，或者说圣地亚哥，基本上快到了墨西哥边境那里。
Frankly, that's a pretty big city.
本身说这是一个非常大的城市。
But this city is different from an ordinary city. It's 1,500 miles high as well.
所以这个里面的这个城市和其他城市不一样的地方呢，它也有1500英里高。
And all the Christians from all time are going to be in that city, and they are going to be part of that city.
所以呢，所有的有史以来的这些基督徒们呢，他们都会在那个城市里，他们会成为那个城市的一部分。
So when I go through this analysis with mainly Sunday school scholars, I ask them how much space we're going to have in that city.
因为我在那个就是说是在那个我们的主日学里问呢，我们主日学的那学生，那么说呢，在这样一个巨大的城市里呢，有多少个地方呢？
And so we try to calculate how much space there is in a city like that. How much space would there be?
所以我们呢，试图呢，就是去算一下，就是说这个在那个城市里呢，到底有多少个未知呢？
We don't know how many Christians there are or will be in that city.
所以我们不知道呢，到底有多少基督徒将会呢，在那个城市里面。
But if we use some simple estimates, we could calculate that for each Christian that there is and will be, each of us in that city will have the space of about 1 cubic mile.
所以呢，就是说是我们计算了一下，那么说每一个基督徒呢，在那个城市里呢，他要占一个英里，一立方英里的地方。
So, if you were to invite me over to your house in that lovely city, I'd be happy. I'd say, sure, I'd like to go and visit you. And so I go to visit you, and you have a space that's 1 mile wide and 1 mile deep and 1 mile high. And I say, well, you got a pretty beautiful place here, and you got a big place. You got your house. Your life is going to be marvelous. You get a cubic mile to live in.
因为呢，如果在那个大美丽的城市里，圣城里面，你邀请我去你家做客，我也非常愿意去你家做客。那么你家呢有多大呢？你家有1英里宽、1英里长、1英里高。我说哇，你有这么大的一个地方，你。
I think we're going to live there for a long time. I think we're going to have many happy reunions there.
我认为呢，我们可以在那里，我们要在那里住很久，然后我们有很多的这个快乐的团聚在那里。
And so when we get to heaven, I'm not going to be at all surprised if you say to me, Harold, it's nice to see you. Why don't you come over to my place?
因为当我去到天堂的时候呢，我看见你，我并不感到惊奇。如果你向我发出邀请说，Harold，你为什么不来我家看看呢？
And frankly, if you invite me, I'm going to come.
坦率的时候，如果你请我，我肯定会去。
I think heaven's going to be a marvelous place. I think we're going to have lots of parties in heaven. We're going to be with our friends, our brothers, our sisters, all over and over and over again for all eternity. La-di-da-di-da.
我认为呢，天堂是一个非常的美的地方。那么说呢，我们在天堂上，我们要有大量的机会，大量机会呢，我们在所有的时间，我们所有的朋友和弟兄姊妹们，我们都会经常的聚在一起，就大滴大滴滴。
All right, verse 17 says, then he measured the wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel.
那第17节呢？又量了城墙，按照人的尺寸，就是天使的尺寸，共有144肘。
So somehow, the entrance to this city was going to be 12 gates, and those gates will be in in 12 foundations, or rather, it'll be in a wall, and the wall will be 144 cubits high, which is 210 feet more or less high. Great big high wall, gates in it. We go in, and then throughout the entire city, the believers are going to be there, and our activities are going to be there.
这里面的坦率说，这个城呢，它也城墙，那个城墙呢，它其实呢，就是那个尺寸呢，大概是210那个英尺那样的高的城墙。那么说在城墙里面呢，我们有很多的那样的活动，坦率的说呢，我们在里面有非常幸福快乐的时间。
What's the city going to be made of?
那么这个城市算是拿什么做的呢？
Verse 18, the construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass.
就是外界说墙是碧玉造的，城市纯金的，如同明镜的玻璃。
Well, you and I can't imagine what that's going to be like. All we know is for sure, it is going to be absolutely beautiful.
所以英文呢，就是说是想象不出来那个到底会是什么样子的。我们所有我们知道的就是这是一个绝对漂亮的城市。It'll
be spectacular.
这是非常的特别的。It'll
take our breath away.
所以呢，让我们呢完全美到无法呼吸。All
right. So far, we say this is an amazing place. Verse 19.
到目前为止，我们说这是一个非常神奇的地方。第19节，
And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysopras, and the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst.
第十节就说呢，城墙的根基是用各样宝石修饰的。第一根基是碧玉，第二是蓝宝石，第三是绿玛瑙，第四是绿宝石，第五是红玛瑙，第六是红宝石，第七是黄细笔，第八是水苍玉，第九是红碧玺，第十是翡翠，第十一是紫玛瑙，第十二是紫晶。
Well, it's almost overwhelming to think of that.
因为去想一想，都完全被惊到了。We
live in a beautiful world.
我们今天是生活在一个非常美的世界。And
if you go through the land, the earth, the mantle of the world, and you take out the very, very finest gems that you can find.
因为如果呢，你就说是，如果你在地上到处去找，那你可以找到了最后你能找到的宝石。And
then you say that's absolutely beautiful.
你说那个宝石呢，非常的漂亮。But
heaven is going to be made solely of the very most beautiful things that the earth has ever seen.
但是天上呢，它要被建造的是地上从来没有见到过的那样的美丽的宝石建造的。And
the other things that we think of when we think of the earth, the dirt and the concrete and other things, they're all going to be set aside. That's not what heaven's going to be like. It's going to be absolutely glorious. Even the construction of it will be glorious.
因为这个我们在地上所看到的这样的尘土啊，还有水泥呢，在天上呢，你是完全看不到的。在天堂里呢，它是绝对的荣耀在里面。就算是天堂的建筑，也是绝对美和荣耀的东西建造。Now
verse 22, I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
第二节也说呢，我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊就是城的殿。
Now, some of you might have been with us on Sunday morning when we considered the role of the tabernacle in the life of the children of Israel in the wilderness, and the role of the temple in the city of Jerusalem and in the land of Israel.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，你们有些人在星期天的时候早上呢，听过我讲到，他讲的到呢，其实就是说是讲的关于那个就是说是帐幕，还有那个圣殿呢，在以色列整个人他们中间的那个角色。
And the wonderful thing in the wilderness was that the very center of their occupation, not of their, the center of their dwellings, the center of their life was the tabernacle. God was in the center and they got to enjoy God because he was central to their lives.
因为在旷野里面的时候呢，其实整个的以色列的中心呢就是帐幕，帐幕因为当时呢它是神在那里的地方，那么说呢，在整个的旷野里，整个以色列人的中心就是神。
And the same thing was true in the days of the tabernacle. Israel went to Jerusalem at least three times a year to be near God.
所以同样的，在以后的这样的事实也是事实，就是圣殿呢，因为以色列人呢，他们每年都要去耶路撒冷城至少3次，他们以便呢就是靠近圣殿，靠近神。
But that's not the way it's going to be in the New Jerusalem.
但这并不是说是在新耶路撒冷城他应该有的方式。
We're not going to have to go to the center or to the side or the top or the bottom of the city to find God.
所以我们不会去走到那个城市的中心，或者走到城市的城角，或者走爬到城市的那个城墙的顶部啊，或者其他地方去寻找神。
Because the Lord himself is the temple and he will be everywhere in that temple, sorry, in that city.
因为那个神，他本身呢，他就是圣殿。那么说呢，他会在那个圣殿里面，就是说他会在每一个地方，在那个城市里的。
At the present time, we talk about the Holy Spirit of God. He is omnipresent. Where is the Holy Spirit of God today?
因为在现在我们谈到神的圣灵的时候呢，他是无处不在的。那么神的圣灵现在在哪里呢？
Well, the answer is that the Holy Spirit of God indwells each believer. He is in us. He is with us.
所以呢，答案是呢，就是神的圣灵住在每一个信徒的里面。那么他是在我们里面，他是和我们同在的。
Now, the fact is, we know that by faith because we're told that's a fact.
所以呢，事实上呢，因为我们是凭着信心知道的，因为呢，我们知道这是个事实，凭信心。But
we can't see him, we can't hear him, we can't touch him. We know he's there, but he is he's just not observable.
因为，但是我们知道圣灵就在那里，我们不能看见他，不能听到他，不能摸他。但是我们知道他在那里，我们只是他是看不见的。
But in the New Jerusalem, he will be with us in a tangible way. We will see him, we will hear him, we will feel him, we will be with him. He will be omnipresent in that beautiful structure. He will be everywhere. Wherever we are there, he will be with us. Hallelujah.
所以这个里面呢，在新耶路撒冷城的时候呢，我们以一个可以接触的方式呢看到他，因为我们可以看见他，也可以触摸他，也可以听到他，而且呢，他是在那个新耶路撒冷城里，他是无处不在的。所以呢，我们在每个地方呢都能看到他。哈利路亚。
And now verse 23, the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and the lamp is its light.
23节说，那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
So the question is, does that mean that at one point in the city, God is there And his light goes from that one point to all the city.
现在问题是不是呢？就是在那个城市里呢，就是一个点，一个点神在那个点上，它是通过那个点向外照射光，是不是那样的呢？
Or is it that God is everywhere in the city? The lamp is everywhere in the city, and therefore there is a glow or a light that is everywhere in the city because God is everywhere in the city. Wherever we are, He's there. Hallelujah.
也或者说是呢，就是那神在那个圣城里的每个地方呢，他的每个地方都在发光呢，每个地方都在照亮呢。那么说呢，我们在哪里，神就在哪里，羔羊在哪里，神在每一个地方，羔羊也在每个地方。哈利路亚。
Now, remember, what we're talking about here is this 1500 mile cubic city that has come down from God and settled on the earth.
因为我们要记住，我们现在讲到的呢，这是一个1500立方英里的这样一个巨大的城市，从神那里降到下面地上的呢。
What's going on the rest of the earth?
那么地上的其他的地方会是什么样子的呢？
And the answer is on the rest of the earth. On the rest of the earth, there's going to be people, the nations, verse number 24. The nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light.
现在答案是呢，就是说是在地上呢，有各种各样的国家，这样的国家还有人民呢，他们在那个神的亮光下行走。
So, who are these nations?
那么谁是这些国家呢？
And the answer is the nations will be the people who have come out of great tribulation and have come out of the millennial kingdom. They will still be alive on the earth and their posterity as well, if they have posterity.
因为答案是呢，就是说是从那些，那就是说是从那个大灾难里出来的还活着的，他们来到了那这个千禧年，而且在千禧年里面呢，他们呢就是说是有很多的后裔，就是如果他们有后裔的话，就是包括那些人。
So the New Jerusalem will be populated with those who were raptured, went up to heaven for the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then came back as the New Jerusalem. We will be there in the New Jerusalem, but on the earth will be those people who followed the Lord even through the tribulation and through the millennia that followed.
这个里面呢，就是说是，这个时候呢，就是说是我们那些信徒呢，被提到天上去以后，天上去以后呢，在那个主跟主在一起，在那个新耶路撒冷城里。那么在地上呢，地上呢就是来了那些人呢，从大灾难里走出来的，他们相信那主，跟从那主，然后也又是大灾难的那些，就是千禧年的那些后裔那些人。
So there are two populations here. The first population is the bride, and the second population is the people on the earth.
你现在这里有两群人，两群人呢，第一群呢，就是说呢，成了这主耶稣基督的新娘的那一群，下面的一群呢，就是在地上的那些人。
Verse 24 then says, And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in the light. And the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into the city.
第24节说，列国中得救的要在城的光里行走，地上的众王都要将自己的荣耀和尊贵带入那城。
So, what will be the center of the world, if you like, at that time? What is the capital city? What is the focal point of the world at that time?
那么说呢，在现在问题是呢，在那个时候，世界的中心是什么呢？或者说，你如果愿意说呢，那世界的那个首都，或者说世界的那些人的中心在哪里呢？
And just as the city of Jerusalem will be the center of the world in the days of the millennium, so the New Jerusalem will be the center of the world in the days of the eternal state.
就像那个耶路撒冷城呢，它在那个就是千禧年间是整个世界的中心的一样。那么这个新耶路撒冷城呢，当时呢也是这个世界的中心。
Verse 25, its gates shall not be shut at all by day, neither there shall be no night there.
第25节说呢，城门白天都不关闭，因为在那里没有黑暗。
So the gates are there, but they're there to let people in. They are not there to protect the city.
所以呢，那个门，城门在那里。那个城门的目的呢，它是呢，为了让人们进去，而不是在那里保护那个城市。
There will be no night in this eternal state.
所以在这个永恒的环境下呢，不需要光。
Night is given to us in our present state for rest, for rebuilding, for any number of other reasons.
所以呢，那个光呢，现在给我们的就是让我们可以去看东西，去建造，还有其他的一些原因。
We won't need rest there. We won't need rebuilding. And so there will be no night. It's endless, joyful day.
因为我们在那里呢，不需要那个去那个休息，也不需要重新的建立。那么说呢，在那里呢，没有就是没有黑夜，只有永恒的光。
Verse 26, and they, that is, the kings of the earth and the people on the earth, they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into this city. It's the central point of the world.
第26节就说，他们必将列邦的荣耀尊贵带入那城。那么他们就指地上的那些人。那么说呢，这个时候新耶路撒冷城，它成为整个世界的中心。
And then verse 27, what will not be there?
所以就第27节告诉我们那个不在那里的东西。
Verse 27, there shall by no means enter into that city anything that defileth, or that causeth an abomination, or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.
27节说呢，凡不洁净的，并那行可憎之事、会撒谎的，绝不能进那城。只有写在羔羊生命册上的人才能进去。
At the present time, there are those in the world who know the Lord and love Him, and there are those who don't and are turned to evil. But the people who are turned to evil will not be there in this coming day.
比如在那个时候呢，那些人呢，他们呢，就是说是在地上，他们会撒谎的，会行可憎事的，他们呢不跟从神的，那么说这样的一些人呢，将不会在那里。
And just three or four things that are not going to be there, according to verse 27.
现在就是要3到4件事不会在那里干，根据第27节来说。
First of all, nothing that defiles, or nothing that is dirty, or makes things dirty.
所以呢，首先呢，就是那些不洁净的，或者说那些不干净的，或者那些呢，使东西不干净的东西。
That's marvelous. Nothing is going to be dirty there. It's all going to be perfectly pure and clean. And see, you don't have to go in for a wash all the time. You don't have to take a bath all the time. Nothing is going to be dirty.
因为这个是非常的神奇的，在那里呢，没有任何的东西呢都是不干净的，所以你不用去洗，甚至在那里呢，你也不用去洗澡。那么说，整个的那个城市里没有不干净的东西。
Or anything in the middle of verse that causes an abomination.
所以在这个节的中间说那些可憎之事。
The word abomination is hard to define. It probably means anything that God does not like.
所以那个可憎之事呢，非常难以定义，它有可能就是说呢，是一切神不喜欢的事情。
But so there will be nothing there that God would not be perfectly happy with.
因为在那里呢，就是没有任何的东西，就是什么都不喜欢的在那里。
It's interesting. I don't know if you've noticed it, but if you go to a park and the little children are playing in a park,
你这个非常有意思。如果你去到一个公园，一个小孩子在公园里玩。
and the children often have a hard time to know what is right and what is wrong.
所以孩子呢，通常还很难分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
So they often look over at mummy and to see if mummy is smiling. If mummy is smiling, they probably say to themselves, I think I can carry on doing this.
所以呢，通常呢，他们会去看他们的妈妈们。如果妈妈在看着他的笑呢，他就觉得那这件事情呢，也许我可以做。
If the child were doing something that was wrong, he'd look at mummy. Mummy would be saying this, and the child would say, Uh-oh, I'd better not do that.
如果呢，他们看到妈妈们在摇头，那他们那孩子就说呢，我最好不要做这件事情。
There will be nothing there that causes an abomination. Mummy will always be happy. Mummy is in this picture, God. God will always be happy with what's going on there.
所以这个里面呢，就是没有任何的可憎的事情。那个妈妈呢，她总是会非常的高兴。在这个画面里呢，就是妈妈呢，她象征着神，就神呢，她总是啊高兴的在那个圣城里。
And the last thing is, there will be no lies there.
最后一件事情就是撒谎，谎言不会存在在那里。
Now, that's thrilling. There will be nothing that's dirty. There'll be nothing that displeases God, and there will be nothing that is a lie.
你这里非常有意思，就是在那里呢，第一个呢，就是说这没有不干净的东西；第二个呢，没有神那不喜欢的事情；第三个呢，没有谎言。
Frankly, that's all very, very encouraging.
坦率的说呢，这个对我们来说是非常非常受鼓励的。
However, it's more than that because it says not only that there will be nothing, no defiling or abominable or lying, it says there will be nothing that causes defilement or that causes an abomination or that causes a lie.
但是这个里面呢，不仅仅只是这样的，这里说并不是仅仅不洁净的、可行可憎之事的，或者说谎的，更有呢，他说的呢，就是那里没有任何事情可以也引起这样的不干净，引起这样的可憎之事，引起你撒谎。
Now we know, don't we, that sin does not come full blown. Sin is something that starts as a seed and ultimately grows into an action.
所以呢，我们知道呢，就是罪呢，它不就是像风吹过来那样？那通常呢，罪呢，它有一个罪的一个种子，这个种子种下去以后呢，它会发芽生长。
And so these verses are saying, that there will be nothing in the New Jerusalem. There will be nothing that is evil, but there will be nothing that is a seed that over time would ultimately result in evil. The seed will not be there so that the deed will not follow.
所以这个里面的这一句经文告诉我们，在那个那里呢，并不是说仅仅只是没有邪恶，通常呢也没有，就是也没有邪恶的种子，就是没有任何的事情呢可以引起那样的邪恶的事情。那么既然没有那种子，那么呢后果呢也不会有。
So, what will be there? And the answer is there will be that or those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
那么说呢，问题是谁会在那里呢？这里讲的只有写在羔羊生命册上的人才能进去。
All who are there are going to be only those who've been redeemed by the Lord, only those who've been purified by the Lord.
所有在那里的事情呢，所有的人呢，唯一的只有那些呢，被主呢救赎的，被主呢洁净的人在那里。
And nothing will be there that is not pure. No sinners, no devil, no demons, nothing that would cause us to go astray from a human or a spiritual or a demonic point of view. What a wonderful thing.
这个呢，在那里呢，没有任何的不洁净的东西，那里呢没有任何的罪，没有任何的就是说是啊淫气罪的东西，没有任何的魔鬼的东西。那么说呢，在那里呢是一个多么奇妙的地方呢？
Okay, so can you understand all that?
所以那么说你能够理解这所有的一切吗？
And you go like this.
你就摇头，你说不理解。
Okay, and we don't understand that.
对，我们理解不了那些。
But does it sound good?
那听起来却不错。
And the answer is yeah, sounds wonderful. I think if I understood it, I'd like it far more. I don't understand it. All I know is it's going to be good.
你说那听起来是不错，听起来当然不错了。如果我能理解的更多一点，那就更好了。所以呢，我想来知道更多的。
What we know for sure about heaven is this.
那我们确定知道天堂的是这样的。
That whatever we think it's going to be like, it's actually going to be better than that.
因为我们所以呢，我们所能想到的就会是那样的，但实际上比你想得到的还要好得多。
All right, chapter 22
然后我们翻到第22章。
says, He showed me a river, a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
然后第22章第1节说：“天使又指示我一道纯净的生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神的羔羊的宝座流出来。”So
somewhere, probably in this city, somewhere there is going to be the throne of God and of the Lamb.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说，在这个城市里，在某些地某个地方，它有那个神的宝座，也是羔羊的宝座。
And from that throne are going to proceed wonderful things.
所以从那个宝座里面会流出奇妙的东西。
It's described here as a water, sorry, a river of water of life.
所以这里描述成为生命水的河。
One day, when the Lord Jesus comes back to this earth, the city of Jerusalem is going to have a river flowing out of it.
所以呢，就是说呢，有一天当主耶稣基督他回来的时候呢，在这个圣城耶路撒冷城里呢，会有一条河流出来。
The logic is that there is snow on Mount Hermon to the north, way to the north of the city of Jerusalem.
所以呢，这个逻辑呢，就是在那个耶路撒冷城的北面有个黑门山，黑门山的雪有雪。
And the snow on Mount Hermon will melt. Water will flow from that snow. The question is, where is it going to go?
所以呢，那个黑门山上那个雪呢会融化，融化了，那么水会流淌下来。那么问题是，这个水会流到哪里去呢？
And so the prophet Ezekiel basically says that water is going to flow underground and is going to come out of the at the city of Jerusalem.
因为那个就是以西结书里那个先知告诉我们，就是说，实际上那个水呢，它会从耶路撒冷城的下面流过去，然后再流出来。
Now, Jerusalem doesn't actually say that's where the water is coming from or how it's going to get there, but Ezekiel does say that that there will be water flowing out of the city of Jerusalem down toward the Dead Sea.
这个里面呢，就是耶路撒冷城呢，它并没有那么据说水从那里出来，但是呢，以西结呢，先知以西结告诉我们，这是由从那个水从耶路撒冷城流出来，流到死海。So
some people say, well, that's highly unlikely.
所以很多人说呢，有些人说呢，这个完全不可能。But
there are some who have visited the city of Jerusalem, and I'm talking about David Hawking in particular。
但是有些人呢，他们呢，拜访了那个耶路撒冷城，我特别提到那叫是一个叫大卫哈克的人。
And he was telling us that at one point he was in Jerusalem, he was taken by the Jewish rabbis to the lowest part of the Temple Mount.
因为他有一天呢，他去到耶路撒冷城，当时的那个犹太人的大拉比呢，把他带到那个圣城山的下面。
Not outside, but inside the city of Jerusalem, down through tunnels and borings of holes in the earth, down to the lowest part that they've excavated in the city of Jerusalem.
这个里面都不是在耶路撒冷城的地面上，而是在耶路撒冷城的地下，把他们呢带到了耶路撒冷城的地下的最低的那个地方。
And they told him to lie down on the ground and to put his ear to the ground and listen.
他们把他呢，就是让他躺在地上，趴在地上呢，然后把耳朵贴在地上去听。
And he could hear the water running underneath the Temple Mount.
所以呢，他可以呢，就是说是听到那个，就是说水声从那个圣殿山的下面在流淌。
That is a prophecy regarding the millennial period.
这个预言呢是讲到关于在千禧年的那个时代。
But here in the days of the new heavens, the new earth, the new Jerusalem, there will be a parallel situation where there will be a river of water flowing from the throne of God and from the throne of the Lamb.
但是在这里呢，就是说是有一个新耶路撒冷城的时候呢，这里有个类似的，就是说水呢从那个新耶路撒冷城的下面流过去，它是从那个神和羔羊的宝座下流出来的。
Verse 2 says, In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
第二节说，在城内街道当中，在这河啊，在河这边与那边的有生命树结12样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子是为医治万国。
So, the river, it will be flowing. It's a river of the water of life, and it will continue to flow. And on either side, the tree of life will be growing, and the blessings of the river of life and the tree of life will be there for all the people.
所以这个里面呢，就是说这是这有一个生命的河在流淌。那么说河的两边呢，都有这样的生命树，生命树呢，它会结出12样的果子。那么说这样的福气呢，流淌到所有的在那个城里的人的身上。
All of which implies two wonderful things.
所以这些呢，都跟我们暗指两件奇妙的事情。
Number one is we get to eat, we get to feast on the fruit of the tree of life.
所以，第一个就是说，是我们要去被喂养，我们要去有欢宴，吃生命树上的果子。
And we get to drink of the water of life.
我们要去喝生命的水。
Now, as we understand life today, a couple of things are very important. One is what are you going to drink, and the other is what are you going to eat?
因为我们也知道，在我们当今的人生中，有两件事情是非常重要的。第一个呢，是你今天吃什么；第二个是你喝什么。
And eating and drinking are They're the foundations of our life.
所以呢，就是说是吃喝是我们人生的基础。
So, in the New Jerusalem, there will be eating and drinking and provision from God, marvelous, the fruit, 12 manner of fruit, fresh fruit every month, and water of life to drink, and we'll be perfectly satisfied.
所以在新约的上是承认呢，神会给我们提供吃喝，吃喝呢有12样不同的果子，每个月都吃。那么说我们有生命的水要喝，我们会完完全全的得到饱足。
Remember the picture in Luke 16 where the rich man ends up in hell and he is so thirsty, he longs for a drop of water to cool his tongue.
所以大家都记得，在路加福音第16章里，那个财主他死了以后呢，他呢就是说在受煎熬啊，这样呢，他当时呢渴望一滴水，让他的那个舌头那个湿润一下。
So that is a picture of hell or separation from God.
那个就是地狱的一个画面，或者说与神的隔绝。
What is the picture of fellowship with God in eternity? It's not a picture of the need for a drop, it's a picture of the provision of a river.
所以这个里面的，在这样的一个画面，在那个天上与神呢永远在一起的时候呢，并不是说你需要一滴水，而是你能够得到一条河的水去喝。
I just marvel at the contrast.
我就是说，非常惊奇这样鲜明的对比。
The believer has access to the river of the water of life.
所以呢，信徒们他们可以有通向那个就是生命水的河的这样的通行证。
The non-believer has a restriction upon him. And he can't even get a drop of the water of life.
对那些不信的那些非基督徒，他反而他有这样的限制到他甚至一滴水都得不到。
What would you rather have, the blessing of God or the curse of God?
你宁愿要什么呢？神的赐福呢？还是神对你的咒诅呢？
I'd rather drink of a river than long for a drop.
我宁愿去喝一条河的水，而不愿意就说是去渴望一滴水。
Well, that's maybe as far as we should go this evening. We just sort of scratched the surface here. It's hard for us to understand all the blessings of God, all the blessings of the eternal state. But what we know for sure is it's going to be wonderful.
所以这个里面呢，就是我们今天呢，大概就是停在这里。那么说呢，就是说呢，我们这些事情对我们来说都是那个非常难以理解的。我们只是说浅浅的从表面上来过一遍。那么说呢，我很多事情呢，我们不是很清楚，也不是很知道。但是我们确切知道的是说呢，将来的一切都是绝对美好、绝对奇妙的。
Sometimes when we want to describe things, we say things are going to be better.
有时候我们想要嘛描述一些事情的时候呢，我们会说事情会越来越好的。
These pictures we've had of heaven are not just pictures better, they're pictures of contrast so great we can't understand it. We just say, wow, it's not just going to be a little bit better, it's going to be overwhelmingly better. Hallelujah.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个现在我们今天谈到的天上的事情呢，它不仅仅只是会更好一点。我们当时我们要看到天上事情以后呢，我们说哇，这个是绝对的想象不出来的好。所以呢，这样的事情呢，就是说是对我们来说呢，就是说是完完全全超出我们想象的好。
Well, maybe that's a good place for us to leave it this evening. We'll pray, and then next week we'll come back. We'll start in chapter 22, verse 3, to see where we go next and the blessings that are still to be explained.
在这个里面呢，我们今天就在停在这里，停在这里，然后我们来祷告，祷告以后呢，下个星期呢，我们再来从第22章第3节开始学习，看看这样的神的赐福呢，继续的流淌下来。
So let's just pray and ask the Lord to encourage us and bless us.
所以呢，我们来祷告，祈求神来鼓励我们，赐福我们。
Lord, we're thankful that heaven is going to be such a wonderful place.
所以说，我们非常感恩天堂是一个如此美丽的地方。
And it's true, Lord, as we try to understand what we read this evening, we come up pretty short.
所以呢，主要也是个事实。当今天晚上呢，我们来试图理解这样的事情的时候呢，我们的理解能力有限。
What we know for sure is that you have prepared for us a place that is absolutely wonderful.
所以呢，我们所确切知道的说呢，您已经为我们准备好了一个地方，是绝对奇妙的。
And the delightful adjunct to that is that not only is the place going to be wonderful, but we are going to be wonderful for that place.
所以呢，我们知道的呢，就是说是不仅仅是有一个那样奇妙的地方，但是我们也要奇妙到是为我们把我们也要变成奇妙，是为了那个奇妙的地方。
And so we thank you that you loved us and that the Lord Jesus Christ came, died on a cross to save us, to put our names in the book of life so that we could enter into these marvelous places.
人们感谢您呢，就是说您爱我们，那么主耶稣基督来到地上为我们，罪而死，死在十字架上，除去了我们罪，这样呢，可以把我们放在那个羔羊的生命册上，这样呢，我们可以进入到那样一个奇妙的地方里去。
So that we thank you, Lord, for giving us these pictures, for giving us these promises. And we pray that we might each say, Lord, I choose to believe. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be part in that wonderful city.
地主啊，您呢不仅仅给我们呢描述了这样一个画面，同样呢给了我们应许，我们祷告，愿我们在座的每个人说呢，我选择去相信，这样的话呢，我们将来呢都会在那样一个奇妙的地方里面去。
So we give thanks now, Lord, and we ask your blessing upon us and upon those we love, and we pray that you'll bless us all.
地主啊，我们现在向上感恩，那我们祈求您的赐福呢降临在我们身上，降临在我们爱的那些人的身上。然后我们也祷告你，祈求您赐福给我们所有的人。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在向上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. So again, thank you all this evening. May the Lord bless us.